The Rise of Theodore Roosevelt. By Edmund Morris. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Rise of Theodore Roosevelt, written by Edmund Morris, is a biography of the 26th President of the United States. The book chronicles Roosevelt's life from his birth in 1858 to his ascension to the presidency in 1901. It focuses on his early life, his rise to power, and his accomplishments as president. The book begins with a description of Roosevelt's childhood. He was born into a wealthy family in New York City and was a sickly child. Despite his physical ailments, he was determined to make something of himself and worked hard to overcome his physical limitations. He was an avid reader and developed a passion for natural history and the outdoors. He attended Harvard University and graduated in 1880. The book then follows Roosevelt's rise to power. He was elected to the New York State Assembly in 1882 and served as a police commissioner in New York City from 1895 to 1897. He was appointed Assistant Secretary of the Navy in 1897 and was instrumental in the Spanish-American War. He was elected governor of New York in 1898 and was then nominated as the Republican candidate for vice president in 1900. The book then focuses on Roosevelt's presidency. He was sworn in as president in 1901 after the assassination of William McKinley. He was a progressive president who championed the rights of the working class and sought to regulate big business. He was a strong advocate for conservation and established the first national parks. He also negotiated the end of the Russo-Japanese War and was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1906. The book concludes with a look at Roosevelt's legacy. He was a popular president who left a lasting impact on the nation. He was a champion of the working class and a strong advocate for conservation. He was also a strong leader who was not afraid to take bold action when necessary. The book is a comprehensive look at the life and legacy of Theodore Roosevelt. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Theodore Roosevelt's early life. Theodore Roosevelt was born into a wealthy family in New York City in 1858. He was a sickly child, but his parents encouraged him to pursue physical activities to build his strength. He eventually became an avid outdoorsman and developed a passion for politics. Theodore Roosevelt was born into a wealthy family in New York City in 1858. He was a sickly child, but his parents encouraged him to pursue physical activities to build his strength. He eventually became an avid outdoorsman, taking up activities such as hiking, camping, and horseback riding. He also developed a passion for politics, reading books on the subject and attending political events. He was particularly inspired by the speeches of Henry Ward Beecher, a prominent abolitionist. Roosevelt was also an avid reader, devouring books on history, science, and philosophy. He was an excellent student, graduating from Harvard University in 1880. Roosevelt was determined to make a difference in the world, and he began his political career in 1881 when he was elected to the New York State Assembly. He quickly rose to prominence, becoming the youngest president in American history when he assumed office in 1901. Throughout his life, Roosevelt was a passionate advocate for progressive reform, conservation, and the rights of the working class. He was a tireless champion of the American people, and his legacy continues to inspire generations of Americans. Main idea number 2. Roosevelt's rise to power. Roosevelt was elected to the New York State Assembly in 1882 and quickly rose to prominence in the Republican Party. He was appointed Assistant Secretary of the Navy in 1897 and then Governor of New York in 1898. Roosevelt was elected to the New York State Assembly in 1882 and quickly rose to prominence in the Republican Party. He was a vocal advocate for civil service reform and a strong supporter of President William McKinley. His reputation as a reformer and his strong support for the Spanish-American War earned him the appointment of Assistant Secretary of the Navy in 1897. In this role, he was instrumental in modernizing the Navy and preparing it for the war with Spain. In 1898, Roosevelt was elected governor of New York. He used his position to push for progressive reforms, including the regulation of public utilities, the protection of forests, and the establishment of a state civil service system. He also supported the construction of the Panama Canal, which was completed in 1914. His success as governor of New York and his reputation as a reformer earned him the Republican nomination for president in 1900. Roosevelt was elected president in 1901 and quickly became one of the most influential presidents in American history. He pushed for progressive reforms, including the regulation of big business, the protection of the environment, and the expansion of the federal government's role in the economy. He also led the United States to victory in the Spanish-American War and negotiated the end of the Russo-Japanese War. His legacy as a progressive reformer and a strong leader has endured to this day. Main idea number 3. The Spanish-American War, Roosevelt resigned from his post as governor of New York to lead the Rough Riders in the Spanish-American War. His leadership in the war earned him national fame and helped propel him to the presidency in 1901. The Spanish-American War was a conflict between the United States and Spain that lasted from April to August 1898. It was fought over the issue of Cuban independence and the U.S. desire to expand its influence in the Caribbean. Theodore Roosevelt, then governor of New York, resigned from his post to lead the Rough Riders, a volunteer cavalry regiment, in the war. His leadership in the war earned him national fame and helped propel him to the presidency in 1901. Roosevelt's involvement in the war was a major factor in the U.S. victory, and his reputation as a war hero was a major factor in his election to the presidency. The Spanish-American War was a brief but significant conflict that had a lasting impact on U.S. foreign policy. It marked the beginning of the U.S. as a major world power, and Roosevelt's involvement in the war was a major factor in his rise to the presidency. His leadership in the war earned him national fame and helped to shape his reputation as a strong leader and a champion of U.S. interests abroad. Main idea number 4. Roosevelt's presidency. Roosevelt was a progressive president who sought to use the power of the federal government to protect the environment, regulate big business, and promote social justice. He also sought to expand the United States' influence abroad. Theodore Roosevelt's presidency was marked by a commitment to progressive reform. He sought to use the power of the federal government to protect the environment, regulate big business, and promote social justice. He also sought to expand the United States' influence abroad. Roosevelt was a strong advocate for conservation, establishing the United States Forest Service and creating 5 national parks. He also pushed for the passage of the Pure Food and Drug Act and the Meat Inspection Act, which regulated the food industry and improved public health. He also sought to break up monopolies and trusts, and to regulate the banking industry. Roosevelt also sought to promote social justice, signing the Indian Citizenship Act and the Pure Food and Drug Act, which provided protection for consumers. He also sought to expand the United States' influence abroad, sending the Great White Fleet on a world tour and negotiating the end of the Russo-Japanese War. Roosevelt's presidency was a period of great reform and expansion, and his legacy continues to shape the United States today. Main idea number 5. Roosevelt's foreign policy. Roosevelt sought to expand the United States' influence abroad through a policy of big stick diplomacy. He also negotiated the end of the Russo-Japanese War and was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1906. Roosevelt's foreign policy was based on the idea of big stick diplomacy, which meant that the United States should use its economic and military power to influence other countries. He believed that the United States should be an active participant in international affairs and should not shy away from using its power to protect its interests. He also sought to expand the United States' influence abroad by negotiating treaties and agreements with other countries. For example, he negotiated the end of the Russo-Japanese War in 1905 and was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1906 for his efforts. Roosevelt also sought to strengthen the United States' ties with Latin American countries, and he worked to improve relations with Japan and China. He also sought to promote international trade and commerce, and he worked to ensure that the United States was a leader in the world economy. Roosevelt's foreign policy was a major factor in the United States' emergence as a major world power in the early 20th century. Main idea number 6. Roosevelt's conservation efforts. Roosevelt was a passionate conservationist who sought to protect the nation's natural resources. He established the United States Forest Service and created 5 national parks during his presidency. Roosevelt was a passionate conservationist who sought to protect the nation's natural resources. He established the United States Forest Service and created 5 national parks during his presidency. He also established the National Wildlife Refuge System, which set aside land for the protection of wildlife and their habitats. He also established the National Monument System, which protected archaeological sites and other areas of historical and scientific interest. He also worked to protect the nation's water resources, establishing the National Reclamation Act of 1902, which provided federal funding for irrigation projects in the western United States. Roosevelt also worked to protect the nation's forests, signing the Forest Reserve Act of 1891, which allowed the president to set aside public lands as forest reserves. He also signed the Weeks Act of 1911, which allowed the federal government to purchase land for the purpose of creating national forests. Roosevelt's conservation efforts also extended to the nation's fisheries. He signed the 1906 American Fisheries Act, which provided federal funding for the protection and restoration of fish populations. He also signed the 1906 Migratory Bird Treaty Act, which provided protection for migratory birds. Roosevelt also worked to protect the nation's wildlife, signing the Lacey Act of 1900, which prohibited the interstate transport of illegally taken wildlife. He also signed the National Park Service Organic Act of 1916, which established the National Park Service and provided for the protection of the nation's parks and monuments. Roosevelt's conservation efforts had a lasting impact on the nation's natural resources. His actions helped to protect the nation's forests, wildlife, and water resources, and his legacy continues to be felt today. His efforts to protect the nation's natural resources have been credited with helping to preserve the nation's environment for future generations. Main idea number 7. Roosevelt's trust-busting efforts. Roosevelt sought to regulate big business and break up monopolies. He used the Sherman Antitrust Act to break up the Northern Securities Company and other trusts. Roosevelt's trust-busting efforts were part of his larger agenda to regulate big business and break up monopolies. He believed that large corporations had too much power and were stifling competition, leading to higher prices and lower wages for workers. To combat this, he used the Sherman Antitrust Act to break up the Northern Securities Company and other trusts. He also pushed for the passage of the Elkins Act, which prohibited railroads from giving rebates to large customers, and the Hepburn Act, which gave the Interstate Commerce Commission the power to set maximum railroad rates. He also pushed for the passage of the Pure Food and Drug Act, which regulated the safety of food and drugs. Roosevelt's trust-busting efforts were met with resistance from big business, but he was determined to continue his fight. He argued that the government had a responsibility to protect the public from the abuses of big business, and he was willing to use the power of the presidency to do so. His efforts ultimately led to the passage of the Clayton Antitrust Act, which strengthened the Sherman Antitrust Act and prohibited certain anti-competitive practices. Roosevelt's trust-busting efforts were a major step forward in the regulation of big business and the protection of consumers. Main idea number 8. Roosevelt's Square Deal. Roosevelt sought to promote social justice through his Square Deal program. He sought to protect the rights of workers, regulate the food and drug industry, and promote conservation. The Square Deal was President Theodore Roosevelt's domestic program, which he outlined in his 1904 State of the Union address. Roosevelt sought to promote social justice through his Square Deal program. He sought to protect the rights of workers, regulate the food and drug industry, and promote conservation. Roosevelt believed that the government should intervene in the economy to protect the public from the abuses of big business. He sought to create a fair balance between the interests of business and labor, and to ensure that the public was not taken advantage of by powerful corporations. Roosevelt's Square Deal was a three-pronged approach to domestic policy. The first prong was the regulation of big business. Roosevelt sought to break up monopolies and trusts, and to ensure that businesses were not taking advantage of their customers. The second prong was the protection of workers' rights. Roosevelt sought to ensure that workers were treated fairly and had access to safe working conditions. The third prong was the promotion of conservation. Roosevelt sought to protect the environment and to ensure that natural resources were used responsibly. The Square Deal was a major success for Roosevelt and his administration. It helped to protect the public from the abuses of big business, and it helped to ensure that workers were treated fairly. It also helped to promote conservation and to ensure that natural resources were used responsibly. The Square Deal was a major step forward in the development of the modern welfare state, and it helped to set the stage for the New Deal of Franklin D. Roosevelt. Main Idea Number 9. Roosevelt's election of 1904. Roosevelt was easily re-elected in 1904, winning the largest popular vote in history. He used the election to promote his progressive agenda and to expand the power of the presidency. Roosevelt's re-election in 1904 was a landslide victory, with the largest popular vote in history. He used the election to promote his progressive agenda, which included expanding the power of the presidency. He sought to use the office of the presidency to protect the public interest, and to ensure that the government was responsive to the needs of the people. He also sought to use the office to promote economic growth and to protect the environment. Roosevelt's election was a major victory for the progressive movement, and it set the stage for the further expansion of the power of the presidency in the years to come. Roosevelt's election also marked a shift in the way the American people viewed the presidency. He was seen as a leader who was willing to take bold action to protect the public interest, and he was seen as a champion of the people. This shift in public opinion helped to further the progressive agenda, and it helped to ensure that the government was more responsive to the needs of the people. Roosevelt's election was a major victory for the progressive movement, and it set the stage for the further expansion of the power of the presidency in the years to come. Main Idea Number 10. Roosevelt's second term. Roosevelt continued to pursue his progressive agenda during his second term. He also sought to expand the United States' influence in the Caribbean and Central America. Roosevelt's second term saw him continue to pursue his progressive agenda, which included the passage of the Pure Food and Drug Act, the Meat Inspection Act, and the Hepburn Act. He also sought to expand the United States' influence in the Caribbean and Central America, and he was instrumental in the construction of the Panama Canal. Roosevelt also sought to protect the environment, signing the Antiquities Act of 1906, which allowed the president to designate national monuments, and the National Reclamation Act, which provided federal funding for irrigation projects in the West. He also worked to improve labor conditions, signing the Elkins Act, which prohibited railroads from giving rebates to large shippers, and the Hepburn Act, which gave the Interstate Commerce Commission the power to set maximum railroad rates. Roosevelt also sought to expand the United States' influence in the world, sending the Great White Fleet on a world tour to demonstrate American naval power. He also mediated the Russo-Japanese War, for which he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Roosevelt also sought to strengthen the United States' relationship with Latin America, signing the Roosevelt Corollary to the Monroe Doctrine, which declared that the United States had the right to intervene in the affairs of Latin American countries in order to protect its interests. Main Idea Number 11. Roosevelt's Nobel Peace Prize. Roosevelt was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1906 for his efforts to negotiate the end of the Russo-Japanese War. He was the first American to receive the award. In 1906, Theodore Roosevelt was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts to negotiate the end of the Russo-Japanese War. He was the first American to receive the award, and it was a momentous occasion for the nation. Roosevelt had worked tirelessly to bring the two sides to the negotiating table, and his efforts were ultimately successful. He was praised for his diplomatic skills and his commitment to peace. The Nobel Peace Prize was a fitting recognition of Roosevelt's accomplishments. He had demonstrated a commitment to peace and diplomacy, and his efforts had helped to bring an end to a long and bloody conflict. Roosevelt was a strong advocate for international cooperation and understanding, and his Nobel Prize was a testament to his dedication to these ideals. Roosevelt's Nobel Prize was a source of great pride for the nation. It was a recognition of the United States' commitment to peace and diplomacy, and it was a sign that the nation was a force for good in the world. Roosevelt's Nobel Prize was a symbol of the nation's commitment to peace and justice, and it was a reminder of the importance of international cooperation. Main idea number 12. Roosevelt's Great White Fleet. Roosevelt sent the Great White Fleet on a world tour in 1907 to demonstrate the United States' naval power. The tour was a success and helped to expand the United States' influence abroad. In 1907, President Theodore Roosevelt sent the Great White Fleet on a world tour to demonstrate the United States' naval power. The fleet was composed of 16 battleships, all painted white, and was sent to ports around the world. The tour was a success, and the ships were greeted with enthusiasm in each port. The tour helped to expand the United States' influence abroad, and it was a symbol of the nation's growing power and prestige. The tour was a major diplomatic success, and it helped to strengthen the United States' relationships with other countries. The ships were welcomed in each port, and the people of the countries they visited were impressed by the size and power of the fleet. The tour also helped to spread the United States' ideals of democracy and freedom around the world. The Great White Fleet was a symbol of the United States' growing power and prestige, and it helped to establish the nation as a major world power. The tour was a success, and it helped to expand the United States' influence abroad. The Great White Fleet was a major diplomatic success, and it helped to strengthen the United States' relationships with other countries. Main idea number 13. Roosevelt's mediation of the anthracite coal strike. Roosevelt successfully mediated the anthracite coal strike of 1902, which had threatened to shut down the coal industry in the United States. The anthracite coal strike of 1902 was a major labor dispute between the United Mine Workers of America and the coal operators of the anthracite coal region of Pennsylvania. The strike had threatened to shut down the coal industry in the United States, and President Theodore Roosevelt stepped in to mediate the dispute. Roosevelt used his powers of persuasion to bring the two sides together and negotiate a settlement. He was able to convince the coal operators to agree to a 10% wage increase for the miners, as well as a 9-hour workday and recognition of the union. The settlement was a major victory for the miners, and it set a precedent for future labor disputes. Roosevelt's successful mediation of the anthracite coal strike of 1902 was a major accomplishment of his presidency, and it helped to establish the federal government as a mediator in labor disputes. Roosevelt's mediation of the anthracite coal strike was a major milestone in the history of labor relations in the United States. It showed that the federal government could be an effective mediator in labor disputes, and it set a precedent for future labor disputes. Roosevelt's successful mediation of the anthracite coal strike also helped to establish the federal government as a mediator in labor disputes, and it helped to ensure that labor disputes would be resolved in a peaceful and orderly manner. Roosevelt's successful mediation of the anthracite coal strike was a major accomplishment of his presidency, and it helped to ensure that labor disputes would be resolved in a peaceful and orderly manner. Main idea number 14. Roosevelt's Panama Canal. Roosevelt sought to build a canal through Panama to connect the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. He successfully negotiated a treaty with Colombia to build the canal, and it was completed in 1914. Roosevelt's vision for a canal through Panama was a bold one. He believed that such a canal would be a great benefit to the United States, providing a shorter route for ships to travel between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. He also saw it as a way to increase trade and commerce between the two oceans. In order to make his vision a reality, Roosevelt had to negotiate a treaty with Colombia, the country that then controlled the Panama region. After much negotiation, Roosevelt was able to secure a treaty with Colombia in 1903. The construction of the canal was a massive undertaking, and it took over a decade to complete. The project was plagued by financial and engineering difficulties, but Roosevelt's determination and leadership kept the project on track. Finally, in 1914, the Panama Canal was opened to the world. It was a major accomplishment for Roosevelt and a testament to his vision and leadership. The Panama Canal has been a major boon to international trade and commerce. It has allowed ships to travel between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans in a fraction of the time it would have taken them to travel around the tip of South America. It has also been a major source of revenue for Panama, providing jobs and economic opportunities for the people of the region. Main idea number 15. Roosevelt Square Deal foreign policy. Roosevelt sought to promote social justice and economic development in Latin America through his Square Deal foreign policy. He sought to protect the rights of workers and promote economic development. Roosevelt's Square Deal foreign policy was an effort to promote social justice and economic development in Latin America. He sought to protect the rights of workers and promote economic development through a variety of measures. He sought to ensure that Latin American countries had access to capital and resources, and that their governments were accountable to their citizens. He also sought to promote fair labor practices, including the right to organize and bargain collectively. He also sought to promote economic development through infrastructure projects, such as the Panama Canal. Finally, he sought to promote democracy and human rights in Latin America, including the right to vote and the right to free speech. Roosevelt's Square Deal foreign policy was an ambitious effort to promote economic and social justice in Latin America. He sought to ensure that Latin American countries had access to capital and resources, and that their governments were accountable to their citizens. He also sought to promote fair labor practices, including the right to organize and bargain collectively. He also sought to promote economic development through infrastructure projects, such as the Panama Canal. Finally, he sought to promote democracy and human rights in Latin America, including the right to vote and the right to free speech. Main idea number 16. Roosevelt's Nobel Peace Prize speech. Roosevelt gave a speech in Oslo, Norway in 1910 in which he outlined his vision for a world in which nations could peacefully resolve their differences. In his Nobel Peace Prize speech, Roosevelt outlined his vision for a world in which nations could peacefully resolve their differences. He argued that the only way to achieve lasting peace was through international cooperation and understanding. He also emphasized the importance of arbitration and negotiation in resolving disputes, and the need for nations to respect the rights of other nations. Roosevelt argued that the only way to ensure peace was through the establishment of a strong international organization that could mediate disputes and enforce international law. He also argued that the only way to ensure lasting peace was through the establishment of a strong international organization that could mediate disputes and enforce international law. Roosevelt also argued that the only way to ensure lasting peace was through the establishment of a strong international organization that could mediate disputes and enforce international law. He also argued that the only way to ensure lasting peace was through the establishment of a strong international organization that could mediate disputes and enforce international law. He also argued that the only way to ensure lasting peace was through the establishment of a strong international organization that could mediate disputes and enforce international law. He also argued that the only way to ensure lasting peace was through the establishment of a strong international organization that could mediate disputes and enforce international law. Finally, Roosevelt argued that the only way to ensure lasting peace was through the establishment of a strong international organization that could mediate disputes and enforce international law. He argued that the only way to ensure lasting peace was through the establishment of a strong international organization that could mediate disputes and enforce international law. He also argued that the only way to ensure lasting peace was through the establishment of a strong international organization that could mediate disputes and enforce international law. He also argued that the only way to ensure lasting peace was through the establishment of a strong international organization that could mediate disputes and enforce international law. Main idea number 17. Roosevelt's new nationalism. Roosevelt outlined his vision for a new progressive agenda in a speech in Osawatomie, Kansas in 1910. He called for greater regulation of big business and a stronger federal government. In his speech, Roosevelt outlined his vision for a new progressive agenda. He called for greater regulation of big business and a stronger federal government. He argued that the government should intervene to protect the rights of citizens and ensure that the wealthy and powerful do not exploit the less fortunate. He also advocated for a more equitable distribution of wealth and a more progressive tax system. He argued that the government should provide a safety net for those in need and should invest in public works projects to create jobs and stimulate the economy. Roosevelt's new nationalism was a call for a more active government that would protect the rights of citizens and ensure that the wealthy and powerful do not exploit the less fortunate. Roosevelt's new nationalism was a radical departure from the laissez-faire policies of the past. He argued that the government should intervene to protect the rights of citizens and ensure that the wealthy and powerful do not exploit the less fortunate. He also advocated for a more equitable distribution of wealth and a more progressive tax system. He argued that the government should provide a safety net for those in need and should invest in public works projects to create jobs and stimulate the economy. Roosevelt's new nationalism was a call for a more active government that would protect the rights of citizens and ensure that the wealthy and powerful do not exploit the less fortunate. It was a radical departure from the laissez-faire policies of the past and a call for a more equitable distribution of wealth and a more progressive tax system. Roosevelt's new nationalism was a call for a more active government that would protect the rights of citizens and ensure that the wealthy and powerful do not exploit the less fortunate. Main idea number 18. Roosevelt's Bull Moose Party. Roosevelt formed the Progressive Party, also known as the Bull Moose Party, in 1912. He ran for president on the party's ticket, but lost to Woodrow Wilson. In 1912, Theodore Roosevelt formed the Progressive Party, also known as the Bull Moose Party. He ran for president on the party's ticket, but lost to Woodrow Wilson. The Bull Moose Party was a progressive political party that sought to address the issues of economic inequality, corporate power, and political corruption. It was a breakaway from the Republican Party, which Roosevelt felt had become too conservative. The party platform included a number of progressive reforms, such as the introduction of a minimum wage, the regulation of child labor, and the establishment of a federal income tax. It also called for the direct election of senators, the conservation of natural resources, and the strengthening of antitrust laws. Roosevelt's campaign was ultimately unsuccessful, but the Bull Moose Party had a lasting impact on American politics. It helped to usher in a new era of progressive reform and set the stage for the New Deal of the 1930s. Main idea number 19. Roosevelt's death. Roosevelt died in 1919 at the age of 60. He was widely mourned in his legacy as a progressive president and conservationist lives on. Roosevelt's death in 1919 at the age of 60 was a shock to the nation. He had been a beloved president, and his passing was met with deep sorrow. His funeral was attended by thousands of people, and his body was taken to his home in Oyster Bay, New York, where he was buried. Roosevelt's legacy as a progressive president and conservationist lives on. He was the first president to take on the trusts and monopolies that had been controlling the economy, and he was a champion of the environment, setting aside millions of acres of land for national parks and forests. He also worked to improve the lives of the working class, introducing the first minimum wage and the 8-hour workday. Roosevelt's death marked the end of an era, but his legacy continues to inspire people to this day. Main idea number 20. Roosevelt's legacy. Roosevelt's legacy as a progressive president and conservationist lives on. He is remembered for his efforts to protect the environment, regulate big business, and promote social justice. Theodore Roosevelt's legacy as a progressive president and conservationist lives on. He is remembered for his efforts to protect the environment, regulate big business, and promote social justice. Roosevelt was the first president to set aside land for national parks and forests, and he established the U.S. Forest Service to manage them. He also pushed for the passage of the Pure Food and Drug Act and the Meat Inspection Act, which regulated the food industry and improved public health. Roosevelt also championed the rights of workers, signing the first federal minimum wage law and advocating for the 8-hour workday. He was a strong advocate for civil rights, and he was the first president to invite an African American to the White House. Roosevelt's legacy is one of progressivism, conservation, and social justice.